Today, I'm talking with Brian Wheeler, lifelong resident of Saratoga Sights. He sits down with me to talk about the pressures of living next to Norlite while being a teenager and what it might mean if he's forced to move. How long have you lived at Saratoga Sights for?
About 14, maybe 15 years.
How old are you?
I am 15 years old.
Now, when people think about the neighborhoods around public housing, sometimes the image that they get in their head isn't necessarily the nicest neighborhood in the world. What can you say about the neighborhood around Saratoga Sights?
The neighborhood around Saratoga Sights, when people think what you said is it's not that great. Throughout my experiences of living here, it is actually a really decent neighborhood. There hasn't been any problems. Maybe sometimes you'll get noisy neighbors, but that's really the worst part about that, but it's nothing too bad. Yeah, there's not really been too many problems. It's a really decent neighborhood.
Would you say there's been stuff like crime, or has there been shootings here, or stuff like that? Is that common in this area of the town?
Well, not around here, no, definitely not, no.
Obviously, you've lived here for your whole life, and what kind of relationships have you built with the people around here? Have you made a lot of friends here? Have they moved away? What's been the social environment for a kid living around here?
Well, I think it's a really good environment. My time living here, I've made quite a bit of friends. Most of them have moved away, but some I've still keep in touch, especially because they still live here, or maybe they come by once in a while. But yeah, it's been really good for me socially.
My next question, when did you first hear about the problems associated around with Norlite?
I've been seeing it in school in my health class, and I've seen it on the news about Norlite, and that's really how I started to learn about it more.
Awesome. And, what have you heard people saying about this facility around here?
Mostly people around here have been saying that it's a bad factory that burns a lot of toxic waste, and it really affects the area that is being burned, especially this area, because there is multiple families living in this, and how it affects the air quality, it affects how the children are playing. Dust from the fumes tends to land mostly around here, if not from other parts, if you've seen it.
Sure. And have you experienced any of these issues that you've been explaining?
Definitely. A few months ago, I went outside and I smelt this really bad smell that definitely wasn't from anything else. It was a really distinct smell. I can't really say, I can't really compare it to anything, but I knew it just wasn't natural.
When you see things like this, or you smell things like that, does it get you scared or upset or worried about what you might be breathing or what possibly you might be being exposed to at that present time?
Well, yes, definitely. I really think about how, whatever I'm breathing in and how it may affect me and in a given situation.
How does the possibility of being relocated because of the pollution coming from Norlite make you feel? Do you feel like it will potentially destroy existing relationships you have here or make you feel anxious or anything else? How does that moving potentially because of Norlite make you feel?
Well, moving away from the place where we're currently at, which is near Norlite, I don't think it'll be too bad because I'll still keep in touch with my friends. We might hang out with other people and go to other places around town, but mostly for relocation, I also think about other families around here too, because everybody has to move by a certain point in time before the entire site gets took down.
What we're describing here is the Cohoes Housing Authority has made its decision on relocating people, or rather that it will pursue moving people out of Saratoga sites into newer housing across the city or in other areas. But it first has to go through HUD approval, and they're currently in that process as we speak. So my next question is, because of this Norlite problem, if you had to move to a different city because that's where a housing voucher would be, how would that make you feel if you had to move to a different city?
To move to a different city would probably be like my last thought to move somewhere. If I were to move to a different city, I would mostly think of it as a fresh start because new people, new friends maybe to make, new teachers, et cetera, et cetera.
And do you think if you had to move to a different city, would that make you feel nervous or upset that you have to restart all over, as many families around here most likely will have to do? I feel as if a lot of cities, people, when they move from here, will not stay in Cohoes, but rather disperse. So what does that make you feel?
Honestly, it just makes me a little bit nervous because other families, and including me, have to move around either to a different part of the city or another city. And the schools there, depending on if it's good or not even a school, like a, I don't know. Like, I'm honestly just nervous, if I'm being honest. I can't really put it into words on like how, like, kind of stressful it is.
And you mentioned earlier that, thinking about the other families and stuff, have your friends talked about this at all that live in this area, or has it been kind of quiet on their end? They're not too sure what's going to happen.
Well, definitely they've told me that they're most likely going to move, but for the most part, we've really just been glossing over it and just like, you know, doing teenager stuff, I guess, like playing basketball, playing sports, hanging out, like, you know, like all of that. So it's really been chill about it, I guess.
Yeah, and do you feel that do you feel like the Norlite situation here is kind of ruining a part of your childhood, that now that you know all these things about this facility, does it make you kind of nervous to go outside sometimes and enjoy yourself, or you just have lived here for so long that it doesn't really bother you anymore?
I'm not too nervous about it.
And my last question is, what do you think should be done with the Norlite Hazardous Waste Incinerator? Do you think it should remain open, or do you believe it should be closed?
I think it should be closed, because how it burns very toxic things, it makes even more toxic gas that affects the area around it, and how it'll just be bad for the environment and the things around it. So yes, I do think it should go down. And I really hope it does.
Great. Well, thanks for talking with me today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You just heard from 15-year-old Brian Wheeler, lifelong resident of Saratoga Sites. Just to add a little bit more context on the removal and disposition of Saratoga Sites and the relocation of Saratoga Sites residents, the Cohoes Housing Authority has decided to submit this process to the HUD, or the Department of Housing and Urban Development. They've decided to do this because of the constant noise, pollution, and just other lower quality of life issues that residents have been facing for decades. However, this process is not set in stone, as it has to be approved by HUD. Multiple residents have met with members from the Attorney General's office to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's office on this issue. There is no word yet if HUD will indeed go along with this process. They do have a history of denying these types of instances because of the potential whirlwind that could happen across the country if they approve this one site. However, I will make sure to bring the latest news and developments on the relocation and disposition of Saratoga Sites and their residents.